With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Authorities in Stockton, California say four people are dead and 10 wounded following a shooting during a family gathering at a banquet hall. Heather Brent is a spokesperson for the San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office. She said Saturday night that the victims included both children and adults. She added that early indications suggest this may have been a targeted incident. The shooting occurred inside the banquet hall, which shares a parking lot with other businesses. Detectives still working to identify a possible motive. Authorities did not immediately provide additional information about the conditions of the victims. Officials said earlier that several were taken to hospitals. There are new problems following a massive fire at a Hong Kong building complex.
Hong Kong authorities say that the terrible fire that ravaged a giant set of apartment blocks from Wednesday this week is now officially under control as of Friday morning. But the fallout remains. People are still without homes. The numbers of dead and missing are still not confirmed. So there's a huge aftermath which still remains. And for Hong Kong, which is such a densely populated place, so many people live in high-rise apartment blocks like this. Everybody is in distress about this.
Two Canadian leaders are agreeing to work toward an oil pipeline to the Pacific coast to diversify the country's oil exports. The French Soccer Federation says a cyber attack has led to the theft of a member data. Says the software used by clubs for managing registered members was targeted. They haven't specified how many members were affected. The issue was resolved. Trump administration halting all asylum decisions and pausing, including visas for people traveling to Afghan passports. This comes after the killing of a National Guard member last week. This is SRN News. Americans are considering childbearing.
The country's birth rate is below the amount needed to keep the population level and has been for several years. So the Public Religion Research Institute conducted a poll asking adults if they support government policies aimed at encouraging women to have children. 54% of respondents say no, they do not support such programs. 41% say yes. Republicans and men are more likely to approve of efforts to increase the U.S. birth rate. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump's administration promoting efforts to work with Nigeria's government to counter violence against Christians by Muslim terror groups. Following a meeting with Nigerian officials, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth posted on social media that the Pentagon is working aggressively with Nigeria to end the persecution of Christians by jihadist terrorists. Hegseth says Nigeria has to demonstrate commitment and take urgent and enduring action to stop the attacks. This is SRN News. The United Nations Security Council has approved a U.S. plan for Gaza. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Hamas is at its core a terrorist organization and is not operating alone.
The Israelis understand that October 7th wasn't an aberration. It wasn't just that Hamas lost its mind for a moment. It was a concerted effort on the part of the Iranian leadership to use its terror proxies to change the conditions on the ground in the Gulf Arab states and broadly in the Middle East.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo supports the idea of an international security force to help keep the peace in the region.
But it's going to have to be prepared to do the hard work of continuing to disarm Hamas and destroy the remaining tunnels. I suspect that the only organization actually prepared to do that is the Israeli government, and they need to complete that task.
The U.S. plan authorizes an internal stabilization force to provide security in the devastated territory. The vote is seen as a crucial next step for the fragile ceasefire in efforts to outline the future. More at srnnews.com.